are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining me first up this morning, it's Micah Palmer. Good morning,
Micah. Good morning, Dave. It's been a long time.
It has been a little bit.
But it's good to see you.
Yeah, always nice to have you here. You are here today to talk about Rooster Rush.
Yeah, so really exciting things going on at the Pier Chamber. This whole summer, I feel like we've just been hitting the ground running, so it's crazy to think about fall already. But
yeah,
as we were just talking about, we're already in the almost the middle of September, so that's
just zipping
wild.
Right through it.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming up in October, we have Rooster Rush, which has been a tradition for how long, but we're actually doing something a little bit different this year. We're partnering with Fort Pierce Tourism and then also South Dakota Missouri River Tourism to put together a welcome reception for visiting hunters and local hunters. We're having it at the Dakota Spirits Distillery up on Airport Road.
Okay.
And so that will be Friday, October 14th from 3 to 10 p.m. Kind of just a nice welcome into Pier, welcome hunters, get some good food, some good drinks before you start the weekend off and opening weekend.
Well, so that's going to be a great time. Is this something folks can just show up to?
Yeah, yep. So everybody is welcome. Like I said, it's open to locals as well, visitors coming through, their hunters, their families, whoever would like to come, open for you. And more details, we actually have a Facebook event. So whether you follow Visit Pier on Facebook or Fort Pierce Tourism, either one, you can go to our events page. It'll be Ringneck Roundup is what we're calling it. It'll be the 2022 Rooster Rush. Have all the details there.
Very nice. So follow along, and as things progress and we get a little closer, I'm sure there will be more there for people to find out. And we're going to be chatting with you as we get closer.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dave, and this is your first personal invite to it as well. So awesome. You join us if you want to.
Yeah, but it sounds like excited. A lot of fun.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
We encourage people to follow along, be ready, and come on out and support this fun venture. I think it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. We're excited for it. So thanks, Dave.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping in, Micah, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. See you soon.
All right. And we'll be talking with Fort Pierce Mayor Gloria Hansen and get our update on what's happening in Fort Pierce after this. And continuing on with the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, joining us now, Fort Pierce Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Always good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's going to be one more toasty day, and then I think we're finally going to get to fall.
And then it's fall.
and it's that sudden.
Isn't that South Dakota for goodness. You? 30-degree drop in one day.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. But we're used to it by now, right?
We are. This is home.
There's lots going on as always in Fort Pierce. One thing we want to chat about first is the ambulance district, and things have changed a little bit.
They have. When we began creating this district, it included Hughes County, Stanley County, Pierre and Fort Pierce, and we all had to pass resolutions that we wanted it to be on the ballot so that people could vote and make the choice. And Stanley County made a decision at their meeting this week that they no longer would support it being on the ballot. And so that means it's dead.
Right.
It's dead for now. It won't be on the ballot. And we just need to go. We all need to go back to the drawing board. We've all felt rushed by it anyway. Mm-hmm. That we didn't feel like we had enough time to really understand it and analyze it ourselves, much less try to educate our voters. So this is not a bad thing. We will have to decide that we will continue to support an ambulance service in this community. I mean, we have to have it, and AMR is a very good one. The quality and the training of the people who will come to your house and take care of you. They're paramedics. They can administer they can administer any medicine you need. They have the technology to have a specialist, a cardiologist, or whatever you need right there on the screen with them, helping direct them in your care. So it's a very good service. We don't want to lose it. It's too important to the health of all of our residents, and it's probably more important for the people in the rural areas.
If you and
I get sick in the night, we can probably make it to the hospital in about 10 minutes.
Right.
But that's not true of our people who live in the rural areas. And so they are probably more dependent on a good ambulance than anybody. So we'll go back to the drawing board, see what we can do. Make sure that, and I know in Fort Pierce case, we did put the subsidy amount in our budget for 2023. And so that's done. I think the city of Pierre did the same thing.
Okay.
But
that would be the question, because mm-hmm. as far as I believe, the contract goes through the end of the year.
October,
so,
I think.
Is it October? End mm-hmm. of October. So when that hits, how are things going to be? For those, is there still going to be ambulance service? How is that going to work?
We'll just have to make sure there is, and we'll have to figure out a way. You know, the two counties and the two cities are going to have to figure out a way to pay the bill.
Right. All right. So, if we just have to kind of keep our ears open and see what is progressing with the ambulance. And I know everybody's doing their due diligence, and they're working to make sure that everybody is going to be taken care of.
You know, the interesting thing is that constitutionally, we are required to provide fire protection and law enforcement, but we're not required to provide an ambulance.
Wow!
And so when you look at the dollar amounts, what we pay for fire protection and law enforcement, mm-hmm. The ambulance is really insignificant in comparison. But it's new, it's new to us, and so.
And we just grow and adjust.
We have to figure out a way to do it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, something fun that's coming up by the end of the month here, the Indian Relays at Stanley County Fairgrounds.
Oh my gosh. They are so much fun, Dave. If you have never been to Indian Relays, it is the most fun you'll ever have in your life.
It sounds great.
It is. And so there are 3 days. I think it starts at 3 o'clock on Friday. That will be the first performance. You know, this is the national championship, so this is the best of the best.
That's right.
And Fort Pierre, Stanley County Fairgrounds was selected. I think there was a city in Oklahoma and one in Idaho, maybe, that were in the running. But Stanley County Fairgrounds and Fort Pierre were selected, and what fun. And this is exciting. There's going to be a lot of people in town.
It's going to be a great time. I know you can get your tickets ahead of time. Of course, you'll be able to get them at the gate as well.
Right. I see them on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I don't think I said the dates, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I have seen tickets for sale on Facebook. And look under Indian Nations, Indian Relays. That's how you can find it. And then at the gate, I think it's $5 more, and $25 a piece if you get them ahead of time, and then $30 a piece at the gate.
So it's going to be a great weekend, lots of fun, and for those of us who haven't seen these before. Having a big one like this, that's pretty neat.
This is a big deal. This is a big deal. It really is. There really is no event like it that can compare to it. So, I really recommend you not miss it, because it's a once in a, once a year. And I hope that we will get the national championships back here again in Fort Pierre. But there's no guarantee.
That's right. So set aside some time that last weekend of the month here, and it's going to be fun.
Right, and bring your bleacher seats, because those bleachers do get a little hard.
Absolutely.
When you sit there all afternoon.
That would be a good investment if you don't have one and you
exactly.
want to come on out.
Yeah. Stadium seats are good investments, whether it's a football game or a rodeo. So
most definitely.
Be comfortable.
Is there anything else we want to mention this morning?
You know, I don't think so. We got started. We had the kickoff phone call on our EDA grant, and we talked with an engineer for about an hour and a half who will walk us through the process for the next 3 years or so. And the council approved the engineering, and so that's obviously the first step, the planning, the design, and the engineering. So hopefully we'll see some things happening yet this fall.
Excellent. It'll be good to follow that progression.
It will be.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in as always, and we'll catch up again next week.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate.